Alright guys, welcome back to episode Biddy.
Number
5-0.
Oh, that's big, that's big.
And we
have,
we got you guys a little treat. We got Sharky here. What is going on?
Hello,
you guys. How are you doing?
I'm good, how are you guys doing?
I'm happy, man.
Same
I feel
shit.
Like every time I see you, you're always happy. You're always in a good mood.
I try to be, you know. I mean, why? Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to be happy all the time?
I know. Yeah, but that it's easier said than done. I've got to do a podcast with this guy.
Yeah,
I'm always
happy.
He
seems happy all the time. Every time I see
that's
him,
that's right. So, bro, you just got to figure out your own shit. You know what? Maybe it's it's the Gillette.
No. I'm being deadly serious. Yeah, if you saw Chip all the time, man, this guy is. Before you were turned up, he was mad depressed.
Hey, it's a cap. It's cap everywhere.
Is that
Jesus
true,
Christ. Yeah. You should be wearing his hat right now. Yep.
No, it's true.
Because it's a cap.
Yep.
I like
cappuccino.
It. Good, good.
Hey, you already know I've been the jokes.
Nice.
What have you been up to? You traveled an hour and a half to get here.
Yeah.
Bro, and you know what's crazy? You live on the edge of London, right?
Really?
Can you get away with saying
just,
that?
Just, no, not even. I think
yeah, could you give us a postcode?
We live outside. Like, you want the exact postcode? You want the exact postcode? All on YouTube. Yeah. No, we live just outside London now. Like,
okay.
We live outside, like 10 minutes outside on the motorway.
You,
that's all I'm giving you.
Got,
you,
you,
so I'm
you,
you,
you, do, you do got a tube stop. You could probably say you got a tube. You got a tube stop.
You got a tube stop.
Not TfL, but there's a train that goes directly into like central London.
Oh, so you,
if it's
you,
not TfL, what
it,
is it?
Yeah,
just
it's
like
a different. It's
railway,
some underground.
There's railway,
a,
railway
there's a rich
stuff.
Man. There's
yeah,
a rich man tube.
It's mad.
These guys, these boys got their own tube going on. Old cinema, own tube.
Yeah,
shit, bro.
It's mad.
Well, Chip was telling us. It was like, yeah. By the way, I got a bounce at 8.
Yeah,
but I thought like you had like booked somewhere mad.
Yeah,
what have you booked
I got a date. I got a date tonight. Ooh. Showing. Mrs. has only just watched Infinity War.
Okay,
that's poor on
so
my behalf.
So you go
behalf.
In cinema, but
so
it's not
she,
on at the
and
cinema.
And she's never watched Avengers before, and now she loved it so much. She's like, I need to watch Endgame. So I'm like, right, cool, come round tonight. We'll watch Endgame. It's no problem, fella. There's a cinema in my tower. Just relax.
So wait, you booked out the cinema in your. In your place,
bro. It's sick. You go in, you boot up the Xbox. It's a massive screen. You use it for Xbox. It's really good though. But don't worry about me. Worry about this guy's got a cinema in his house.
That house you guys live
it's
in.
Pretty cool, yeah.
Is crazy.
It's mad, bro. It's,
you, I swear, you two. This isn't the first Beta Squad house, is it?
It's actually the third.
Third.
The
I
third.
Knew. Oh, I
really?
Thought it was two.
I
only
it's the biggest remember. One. It's the third. We moved into one during like
the in between
time. Yeah. And then like we left and then now we live at this place. We've been there for a year and it's the best one.
It's
so
a good
you
one.
You planning on staying there one. Or like?
Yeah, gonna... yeah. I mean, we had like a little blip. Well, not a blip, but we were almost going to move out recently. Like we were all like, you know what, we're not done, but we're all like, yeah, it's time to get to the next stage.
Yeah.
And then we just sat down together and said, you know what, we want to do at least another year together.
That's
I like that. Yeah, what, like you was planning together. To possibly go like maybe
like
a couple separate flights?
Yeah,
or
like,
somewhere?
Yeah, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then we're like, nah, you know what?
That would be sad to say. I'm glad you stayed together.
This part of the book isn't over. This chapter.
Do you like? Do you like living with? So, who is it that you exactly live with in there?
Officially or unofficially?
Give us officially.
Every time he's doing a story of him and house, there's 20 people in the house at all times.
All right, can we get officially and unofficially? Because I know that Alfie lives there unofficially.
That's what I'm saying. Officially, is like literally, there's like all the Beta Squad members apart from Kenny. He lives in his own apartment, and George.
Yeah,
George.
Oh, does he
Nico's
actually live
editor.
There?
Yeah, he's lived from the start. He's lived with us from the very
I don't think I have.
If you've been with Nico whilst filming, George is always there. Like,
yeah.
Nico and George are like
maybe
YouTube. Yeah,
I didn't realize he actually lived there.
Yeah, yeah. George's been there from the start. So it's five of us officially. So all the Beta Squad minus Kenny, but then George instead of Kenny.
Cool.
Then unofficially, you double that.
Really?
And it's like, yeah, there's always obviously we've got like
you guys got like the Beta Squad PT, right?
Yeah. Oh, he's always
KD.
Around. Yeah, KGD.
Oh,
legend.
KGD. Sorry.
Yeah, legend. Oh, Darkest lives with us as well. Darkest.
Oh, he,
really?
Yeah, this man, good. This
bro, how big
goal,
is his
fucking
right?
There's a few of us. There's a lot. Like editors sometimes stay around, like half the week at a time. Our friends, like our normal friends, like Chance comes and Star Players with us all the time. Lives
sick,
with us.
Man. How do you find that? How do you find living with like so many people? Is it all right?
I'm used to it now, but it's mad. Like now I'd find it weird if I didn't.
Yeah.
Because like anything, as soon as I come outside of my room, it's like a war zone. It's mad. It's like there's always stuff going on. Like go to the kitchen. I'll go to the kitchen to get a drink. I'm there for 4 hours having a chat with people.
Really?
Yeah.
And is it not get really messy? You got so many people just living like, is that not a problem?
You got to clean it though.
I guess. Yeah, we do. Margaret, shout out Margaret.
Yo, sounds like Margaret has her hands full, bro.
Oh,
that
she does.
Long.
I don't know how she does it by herself.
Is it every day that she comes or
no,
how does
she
that
only
work?
Comes once a week. She used to come twice a week.
Really?
So that was manageable. At least the house kind of clean. She comes once a week. She comes on Fridays, which means Friday, the weekend, the house is clean.
Yeah.
The rest of the week is messy. It's
a good name, that. So
Wednesday,
called,
Thursday, horrible. Building up to the cleaning day is horrible.
Really? But you must be so excited. Friday's there, you're like, yeah, I'm going to clean house.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait. Buzzing. If you're going to invite people over, invite them Friday evening, Saturday, you're good. Don't invite anyone Wednesday, Thursday.
Really?
Yeah.
Today
was terrible. Today the house is absolutely...
Really?
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, but like, sure, the house is so big, so you can just stay in your own room, no?
Yes.
You got a big room. I feel like you probably do.
Yeah, we all do. Like, the rooms are good sizes.
How do you... Because this is always like, how do you decide who gets what room? Yeah. What was the way you did it? Because I've done it because me and Harry and Lux obviously used to live together for a long time. And then it was just me and Harry. Mm. And we had our way of doing it. What's your way of doing it?
Oh, well, now it's weird because at first, the first house we moved into, it was all like level playing field because we weren't paying rent for the first house. Okay. First couple houses, because obviously we had like
you had a deal
investment
going on,
deal going
you?
On, yeah. So it was like we couldn't even do the whole whoever's willing to put the most rent gets the most room. Mm-hmm. So it was like, how do we do this? And then we went with, I think Nico got first dibs because he basically got the deal for us and to get a house.
Oh, really?
So we were like, you know what, Nico, for getting this all sorted, you can get the best.
Okay,
yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that sounds
fair. Yeah, there's one master bedroom in the house. So he can get it. And then after that, I think it was like, I can't remember how we did it. It's bad to say.
What about the latest one?
I think we did the first house based on subs.
No!
I think we did.
You don't want to hear, man.
I think we did. Oh, that's so bad of us. I think we did.
Wait, and who had the smallest room?
You were younger then, though, innit?
So it was like, younger. So Chunks must have had Kenny, and then me and AJ must have got filtered down.
You and AJ were playing rock, paper, scissors for the cupboard. Yeah,
were the smaller rooms still good, though, in the first house?
Oh, yeah, they're all good rooms.
Yeah,
and what about the latest one? How do you decide that?
Now it's literally like, now it's just about like whoever's willing to fork up the most.
Every
room has a price. Yeah, every room has a price. This is the price for this room. Yeah.
That's exactly. That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes the most sense, of course. Yeah. Like, whatever's within your budget, then you can have that
room.
But to be fair, every room's banging.
I remember when I was living with Joel and the way I managed to get it off him, because Joel's made some bread in his lifetime. So he was willing to pay the money for the room. And I was like, damn, he's walking into depths that I can't buy him. And the price is getting bigger. And I'm like, okay, I'll settle at this price, but I'll give you five tokens, right?
Five
tokens, and each token is redeemable for a favor.
Oh,
wait, what? I swear to God,
what were these
he took it.
Oh my God,
really? He took it, and he'll never redeem one token. I can't remember what it was.
So you took your tokens.
He just took it. He took it. I walked away laughing. It was beautiful.
So you got the biggest room because you shilled him on some tokens.
Listen, when I need to hustle, I knew how to do it. The good thing
when I was moving in with Harry is I always knew that financially I was not able to compete with this man.
Who couldn't compete with
like
Big Bugger?
Yeah. So when we would go view these places, I didn't even walk into the master bedroom because I said, you know what, I don't need to
see that. Smart.
Pointless.
That's the same. You can't compete with.
Don't tease yourself.
These guys do shoots every day. I can't compete with him. Yeah,
Chunks is quite literally on a shoot every single
every
day,
single
isn't he?
This
day,
man day, is get,
the bread is.
Yeah, it must be. Like, it was funny. I saw Upload, to those of you guys that don't know, it's like the agency that brings a lot of deals to, well, probably all of us at some point anyways. Yeah. And they tweeted out like, record-breaking financial year for us. We gave out over £9 million worth of brand deals, right? And to those of you who don't know, Chunks does a lot of work with Upload. And all I could think was, Chunks must be fucking minted.
Chunks is about 8 out of 9. Yeah. I swear to God.
And that other one was my money from Stereo. So I don't know where you guys'
Stereo
money's
paid us all good, man.
Stereo paid us good. Shout out to you, Stereo. Stereo still owe me some money, actually.
What?
Did it actually?
Though I got it, was a good bit of cash. I never got it.
It was good.
So Chip's got the legal team on that, obviously.
Yep, Upload.
Yeah. But did you get on the Stereo?
Yeah, I think we all did. Almost all of us in the house, yeah. Mm-hmm. Stereo was good.
You got
good
your
times.
Money?
Yeah.
Yeah, you nice. Got your money. I got my money. I don't know what you're waiting for, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, the house seems really cool. You've got a massive garden. That's what I'm jealous about, because we live in like quite central. You don't really get the space out there. Do you like living, like, I want to say far out? Most people that are listening, he probably just lives in a normal area, right? But we're all so London based, so city based, that for us it's kind of like far out. But would you prefer to live central, or do you think being out?
No, I definitely prefer living like just outside on the outskirts.
Yeah. I would like to live outside as well, to be fair.
Like a garden, like, space, peace. I think it's too, like, I've lived in London my whole life, but now whenever I come back into London, everything seems like too much going on. Yeah, it just seems hectic.
Yeah.
But like, I was used to that my whole life, but now I've been living out for about two years.
Where did you live before?
We're all from like Northwest London, like Wembley.
Oh, okay. So
me, Chunks, AJ, all from the same area. So we're like, so I'm used to like that kind of atmosphere. But now it's like, I'm so used to like peace and quiet and like a village lifestyle that it's like, average age of our road is like 55. And it's like just us, and they hate us. They all hate us.
Really?
Some of them hate us.
Because you're always screaming in the back garden.
There's a Karen next door. Oh my God. Really? She hates us. Like, I think she's featured in some videos because she'll come in half of the video and she'll be like, "Why are you flying that drone?" And stuff. Like,
AJ should be all doing a slip and slide in the background.
literally, that's what it is. It's like we've got literally, and they hate us. But I prefer living out there. Like when we're talking about moving like to like apartments and stuff, we're talking about coming into London.
Yeah,
and I think we're just like, nah.
No, it's nice in the idea of it, but when it comes to it, because one of the big things is fans and fans coming up. Do you guys get a lot of fans turning up to you guys? Because all of us, we're relative. We try to keep it like a little bit private. We don't show certain parts, you know, because we want to keep some sort of privacy. But to be perfectly honest, you guys just said fuck that. Like I've seen in Nico's videos, like, he just shows the street and the entrance, and you have a full.
Yeah, I'll be honest, Nico killed us. Like,
really?
Like, at first, when we moved in, like, every house will get it. Of course, people come in, like, a kid will find out it's our house, he'll tell his friends.
Well, the local school.
But it was all right, it was manageable. Mm-hmm. And then Nico made a video when he turned our house into a drive-thru, a McDonald's drive-thru.
Yes, that's when I first saw it, and I thought, this guy's just showing the whole thing.
Oh my God.
So that was actually the first time that in my head, alarm bells were going off. Actually fucked you guys.
And that literally, after that, it went mad. Like, people kept coming to our house. Obviously, because of the video, it was like lockdown as well.
Yep.
Yeah. He got a lot of like stick for it. Like, journalists were outside the house and stuff.
Damn, you lot got
like
clear.
Should you be doing this like during lockdown? And because that was when, like, when there was like genuine like national lockdown.
Yeah.
So obviously the journalists were trying. The Sun was there.
They were just waiting outside your house.
They were waiting outside the house and just filming the house. And anyone who'd come out, like our editor James would walk out the house, would go home, and they're trying to get an interview out of him or like something like that. Or they're trying to get questions out of people. Like, what's good?
So you lot straight up got fucking like paparazzi. Well,
because Nico did a video. Yeah. but we didn't break any measures. Like everyone was in their car when they did a video. Like, yeah.
Ultimately, it was a drive-through.
Yeah, it was
right?
It's a drive-through. So it's like nothing was broken. No rules were broken. But like from that video, kids started coming to our house a lot more, like outside the house and stuff like that, and it's like mad.
Have you ever had it where a kid would jump over and like go in your house when they shouldn't have been in your house? You know what I mean?
No, we haven't anything like that. Yeah. But for me, it's like when kids come, it's like whatever. It's like a motive. I think if I was a kid and I knew where like a big YouTuber's or
a
whatever.
Motive.
I get it, but my problem is when parents bring their kids.
Oh right. Yeah, that's bad.
That's when it's bad. Yeah. Like kids, I can understand.
Parents need to know better. Parents drive
their kids to the house and then try and like, I don't know, ask for, like, knock on the door, ask for pictures and stuff. And
that's fucking
that's
nuts.
When it's bad.
And yeah, that is nuts. We had one guy who literally knock on our door. And this was at when they had the Halo Tower, or for some reason was dubbed the Sidemen Tower, right?
Oh yeah.
But we were in there, and this someone knocks on our door.
So they
now came you had
into the apartment.
They came through the security, up the lift, and onto our floor. How they knew our floor, I don't know, right? Anyways, they're knocking on it, and I open it up, and it's a parent and their kid, and I instantly knew what the fuck was happening at this point. But I said, "Yep, how can I help you?" And in like broken English, they said they traveled from Qatar to London to come and get a photo. Now, I instantly knew there's no way you did that for me, and Harry's out, so I know you're pissed. but I was there. But at the same time, I would never take a photo at my own house.
Yeah.
Because I've always said, like, when I'm at home, that's my time to be peaceful. The moment I go outside, fine, mm-hmm. you can come up to me, ask for photos, but if I'm in my own home, I feel like I should be.
Nah,
be
the guy came from Qatar, fella. I'm inviting him in for coffee and everything. I know,
no way.
I know he got money. Yeah, I'm about to be involved. You'll catch me at that F1 GP in Qatar. I'll be there. Hospitality. I'll be in the paddock with my new friend.
Exactly. Yeah? You never know. Yeah, you could be rich as hell.
Yeah, you kicked him to the floor. I'll be flying private from now on.
Maybe that's why I'm still stuck here doing this fucking podcast with you. I should have taken a photo with the kid.
Maybe. You never know what your life could be now, you know?
Yeah, man. Oh, shit. I keep making the wrong decision in life.
This is why you don't have a private cinema, bro.
Yeah.
Me and Sharky living differently.
Yeah, I took a picture of that kid.
We take pictures.
I took a picture of that kid. That's why I'm there.
You gotta have a nose for money, man.
Yeah, man, I fucked it, man. I hate doing this podcast too, bro. I was looking for an out, so.
To be fair, we can't leave London. I always dream about moving out of London, you know, getting into Henley, you know, somewhere.
Henley? Yeah. Oh, yeah, mate.
Bro, it's a nice place, you know. I swear that's where all the Tories live. Get me out there with all the rich white people.
Bro.
But instead, I'm stuck in bloody East London because I have to come to this bloody studio every Tuesday and they keep me trapped here for longer than I need to be. Okay, I could rock up at 12 and be done by 4. Instead, I'm leaving close to 8.
Bro,
a date in
his private cinema. What a hard life. Everyone feel bad for Jim.
Yeah, it's really tough out here, guys. I'm in the trenches.
Damn.
Oh my gosh.
One day we should relocate the podcast to the outer edge.
To the outer edge. But well, that's the thing. You know, we can do that.
But you ain't gonna do it. It's not buying his bloody house around here, so I'm stuck now.
So you know, thanks to Stereo for that, because this house is gonna look.
I found myself looking at houses recently on Rightmove, and it's gotten to the point where I'm now like, what area is Cal living in? Because that's where I'll have to go.
It's true.
You have to.
I'm stuck now. It's like a silver terror.
You can't stop. Yeah. You started a podcast.
Yeah. It's like I'm hanging out your asshole.
No, it's not. Why have you said it like that?
It was a figure of speech, man.
I don't think people use that.
Picture
like,
in your head properly. No,
oh God, man.
Yeah, sorry. Anyway, let's talk about something else.
Thank you.
Beta Squad.
Yep.
The squad. How'd you meet those guys? You probably got asked this a lot, but you mentioned you were all from, or a few of you guys were from Northwest.
Yes.
In Wembley Way.
Yep.
You guys know each other from school? Or is it a coincidence?
It's coincidence. Pure coincidence.
Really?
I met them all through YouTube.
Damn.
Yeah.
But you all live just Northwest.
It's weird. It's like, I've told this story so many times.
I feel bad because I was going to say that. Like, I know
it is a cool story. Like, it's like, I didn't know any of them. I randomly started YouTube one day because I was doing like a football blog, whatever, on a website. Got bored of it, started YouTube.
Used to write football?
Yeah, it wasn't successful, but
that's interesting.
We're writing like blogs and stuff. And then I didn't really watch much of YouTube back then. And I remember I started watching Spencer Owen.
Yeah.
And that was the time of the first Wembley Cup. So that's when I started like proper getting into YouTube.
So then, you weren't there for his FIFA player days?
I remember seeing a bit of FIFA player, Copa 90 and stuff. I remember seeing like my friends would share it. So, and I've seen a bit of like, I think Joe Weller's internet melts and stuff. Yeah, and I knew who KSI was.
Classic stuff, yeah.
I knew KSI was like off the Sidemen, but I didn't know who everyone in the Sidemen was.
Got you.
I knew there was one other black guy in the Sidemen, which is Toby. Really? back then all I knew about the Sidemen was KSI, one other black guy, and then and all friends. So that's all I knew about YouTube, and that's it. Because I was playing football back then, like for college and stuff. So. Started YouTube, and then literally after my first video, I'm promoting it and stuff on my Twitter. I had it like I was kind of like a football Twitter account back then. And then one of my friends that I knew on social media, I didn't really know him in person, but we just followed each other, retweeted Chunks' video.
Yeah.
And then Chunks had only had one video on his channel as well. So it was a pure coincidence. I had one video, he had one video. We both just started at the same time, didn't know each other. I DM'd Chunks because I recognized someone in his video. And then we just started talking. And then literally we then found out he lives 10 minutes away from me. We're the same age. We're both Somali. We both just started YouTube. It's just perfect.
Bro, that's
Chunks
sick.
And AJ worked together in the cinema.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I remember that.
So I met AJ through there. And then Nico, I met on Amigo. So it's like,
bro, wait, pull up. You said that so casual. How do you meet someone on Omegle like that? I thought that was just filled with guys jerking off.
Yeah, Nico was one of those guys. No, I'm joking. Yeah.
Right, let me see that face though. All right, pan out to the face.
You look like you've got potential on YouTube. No, it was one of those like YouTuber like Omegle sessions. You know when you type in a keyword?
Yes.
So it was like, it was one of those.
What was the keyword?
When I met Nico. You know, like you go on Omegle and type in a keyword.
What was the keyword?
I can't remember who it was.
Was it you do it? Was it another
I can't
YouTuber,
remember. It was like the small community. When I was trying to get into the small community in YouTube. Yeah. And then they tweeted something like, oh, everyone jump on Omegle. And then I came across Nico at that point. We just started talking and then we met at Insomnia.
Go to freetrade.io/fellas to get randomly allocated a free share, guys, when you register and fund your account. Lovely. Now, it's so important that you know, and the fellas have to say this, is that when you invest, your capital is at risk. The value of your portfolio can go down as well as up, and you may get less than you invest. Other charges may apply. So you were there like, hey, are you looking for XYZ YouTuber as well? And he was there like, yeah.
Yeah, no, you know when you go weird. Like in a YouTuber a black Amigo thing, like I'll probably tweet it out, weird. YouTuber say, oh, I'm not an Amigo.
No, I know.
Here's the word.
Yeah. But I want to know who that YouTuber was that tweeted
years ago.
I think it was just like within that small community.
Okay, cool. So you're just chatting.
You're just chatting, got to know each other, and then we followed each other. Just from that meetup on Amigo, we just followed each other on Twitter. And then we
you
went
know
to
what? Somewhere Twitter out. Doesn't get credited enough. That is how a lot of people don't realize is, especially like back in the day, especially early doors of YouTube. That is how all YouTubers used to chat to one, just chat to each other, 100%. And two, like make friends. I know that sounds weird. Yeah. Twitter's not really used for that nowadays, but back in the day, that's how I met. Everyone on YouTube was on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, you met him at Insomnia in person.
In person was Insomnia.
Yeah. So, well, that him it was Kenny. The same thing at these like gaming events. You would then just go and meet the other people that you had spoken to on Twitter. And then from there, it just went further. I feel like that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, I don't see it as much
times
anymore.
Are different, right?
Yeah, because there was Twitter. And then obviously another big thing back then was like Skype.
Ooh, Skype was unbelievable, yeah.
If you get into a those Skype group days. Chat, oh, it was good times.
It was. Shit, bro, you'd be up till like 5 a.m. every single night, like. It'd be crazy. People would be slowly going off hour by hour, but there'd be always two soldiers like at 4 a.m.
chatting
fucking bullshit.
And then
the Skype call ends and it's back on at 11 a.m. with the early
and
risers.
You can pop in whenever you want.
Yeah, and everyone just comes in, pops out. Those were the days.
You know? Good times.
That was a golden era of good times, man. Mm. Bunch of smaller YouTubers, Odyssey in there.
Waffling.
Yeah, it was good.
That's how
everyone was working really hard as well. Like you were all just talking about videos, like what FIFA video are we making today?
Non-stop.
You're all just pushing each other, like pink slips constantly. You need a pink slip to jump in the call.
Someone will do it with you.
Yeah.
It was good, wasn't it?
Good times.
Man. Yeah, like, for me it was like football videos. So like we'd all go to
those are classic.
And I'm like 10 of us then we'll all get a video filmed straight back to back. And then
Those were good times, man. Yeah. That was so funny. And back then I can't remember who I was speaking to with this a while back, but me and Sam, that was our early doors when I brought Sam on to work with me full time. And it was so funny because we knew you rock up to that football pitch, I could walk away knowing even if it was the shittest video I've ever filmed, I was getting a million views on that video. Football videos at that time were flying, right?
Well, it depends. Like, if I got the Sidemen invite, then
I did have that going for me as well. Yeah.
But
the point was, you're right. It was there was probably 8-9 of us, and there was probably 7 of us that wanted to film a video. And you would just go back to back. And everyone's just doing a slight variation on a football video. And every single video did well. It was awesome.
The thing is, as football videos progressed, people started taking longer because they started making the videos better. And then shit was like...
You made the videos hard to make.
Not just me. Chris.
Because you started doing like football videos. We did crazy edits and stuff. And I'm like, oh my God.
Harry and Chris
now.
As well, though. I was just trying to keep up with Harry and Chris.
Yeah, Harry and Chris
nothing worse was when we would do those 7 and one of those 7 people that wanted to film was Harry because we knew that if Harry's doing it, okay, we add another 2 hours onto the filming and nobody wanted to do that.
But the problem with mine was is I was trying to do that and the videos were good, but I was shit at football. So you had the problem of actually not being good. So every time you kicked it, it wasn't really going where you wanted it to go.
It's true. Yeah.
It took me quite some time.
You actually featured on one of Chip's Penalty King videos.
I was on yours. Yeah.
That was big for me at the time. Yeah.
That was really? Good. Yeah, that we used to go to Drapers a lot though, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, me, but you, that, Chunks, yeah. Sharky. No, sorry,
oh,
Sharky.
I'm Sharky.
Oh my God.
Wait, I swear we were interviewing AJ today. Like, what is going on?
Check your notes. Alfie.
No.
Alfie was there.
Who else did we take? AJ used to come
sometimes.
Alfie, not as much though.
Yeah, it was Alfie, Chunks, me. Because we
Gib would come as well.
Gib, because we went go karting a few times.
Yeah, we used to go go karting as well. Couple cars. This was like the original go karting crew back then. Yeah, we always used to go go karting.
But you were the only one that was actually good.
Yeah, these
sort of only just learned that now as well.
They tried, George. We used to see George. You guys went recently, didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
How did that go?
It was actually really. We've been going recently.
We've been going like every bloody month.
I want to go. And obviously, we couldn't come that time. I want to go because George is like an F1.
Really
freak,
loves
like,
it.
Super fast.
Oh, be really good then,
and he's actually good at driving as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah. But do you know what? Nah, because the people that are good at the simulators ain't dropping numbers like me and Chip on the track,
that's
bro.
What
we're dropping hot laps.
That's what I want to see, though.
Bro, we
he's giving a face like you're not in the same league. Like you're not in the same league. What's going on?
I'm not going to lie.
He's gotten a lot better, I will say that.
Yeah, anyways.
That's all you can say, because
I did invite you guys down, but you got, had filming on that day. We should definitely do it again, man.
100%. Yeah.
I'll invite you down next time.
We should.
As well,
the GP was absolutely. I don't even know if we've spoken about the GP on here.
Yeah, we did.
But
like
basically,
a YouTube
Carl
GP.
Set up with all his connections and friends a massive YouTuber GP, didn't you? And it was was it? 16 of us.
It was good fun.
Yeah, we did a little qualifying session. We actually did reverse grid as well.
Yeah.
Weston could do reverse grid.
Oh, wow.
And it was a belter. Carl would have actually come third, but Lux spun him out. So you came fourth.
He didn't
fifth.
Get podium.
Yeah.
No podium. Damn. Who won?
Will actually won.
Oh, is he good?
Yeah. Okay. I got black flagged.
Yeah, he did get black flagged. To those of you that don't know, black flag means you've done something very naughty as well.
Yeah.
I wanted, on the topic of go-karting, we actually got sent in something from a fan here. And I'll just read this out. Obviously, everything's anonymous, and I haven't read this before, but BTS Alex has sent this through, so we'll see what it's like. Right, he starts out with, "Hello, fellas. Had a big stinker recently, literally, right? Went go-karting with my bird, her dad, and her older brother. Just before we started, I really needed a shit, but I thought I could hold it.
Oh no.
I hit a sharp turn and her dad swiped the back of my car and I ended up shitting myself. The problem is, I can't really avoid her or her dad and brother considering I play for the same football club as them. Please help. Love the pod. Mysteries. Stay sexy."
So let me just get this straight. Shit himself in a go-kart.
Yeah.
And the corner. So is he driven back to the pits with just shit everywhere?
Either that or... if you shit yourself, are you doing the driver shame back into the pits, getting out and dealing with it, or are you finishing the race?
I'm finishing the race. I'm going for every gap I see.
Why would you finish the race? Is it an indoor go-kart in place or outdoor? Because if it's indoor, it's thinking the whole place
up. Oh my... Imagine you're going around like, fucking hell, some shit. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's coming through your helmet and everything. Like, you know, you have a little gap open. I'm closing that straight. I'm going straight into the pits.
If that's me, I think indoor karting, I'm going into the pits. Outdoor, I'm at one with nature. I'm gonna still go for podium.
You go Mario Kart, you start throwing it at people. Oh, it's a brown shell.
Oh my face.
So anyways, back to what I was saying earlier. So that's how you met those guys. Through Twitter?
Just naturally. If I wasn't on Twitter that day, I probably wouldn't have come across Chunks then.
It's true. Weird how those things that work
it's
out,
mad,
right?
It's mad. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Small world.
It is, but it's super small now because I feel like everyone is on Twitter. The world is a lot smaller.
That's deep, man.
It's true, though.
That's deep. If a tree falls in a forest and nobody's there to see the tree fall, did the tree fall?
Yeah, bro, because it's on the floor now.
But did it make a sound? Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
See?
I knew it.
I had a feeling I was getting that wrong. I was saying it yesterday as well.
I was like, shall I let him just like...
Well, what's the difference if it make a sound or if it actually fell?
No, it's right.
Because that's the saying. If it made a sound.
So wait, do you reckon the tree makes a sound?
But no one heard it.
One heard the sound.
But no one saw it either. So they didn't fall. Just let me have it, lads.
When they come, they see the tree down anyway. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. You would have seen
well,
it.
Well, maybe it spawned like that. All right, fucking
deformed tree.
In this simulation,
I don't know. Did it make a sound? Yes, it made a sound.
Do you believe in aliens?
Do I believe in aliens?
Just drop that one on you.
I don't. I don't think about aliens. Do I believe
really?
It?
Do you not think about it?
I don't think about aliens, no.
Don't you ever think like, shit, this whole big massive universe, are we, is this a, is this
a, I do think just that us? Like, are we, is it just us? Like, that's, it's a bit it's arrogant scary, of us to think it's just us here.
Yeah
I would agree with that. Yeah,
it's a bit arrogant, but I don't know if I believe in aliens or not. Maybe some,
it's hard to believe
form,
in something you
like,
never
like,
yeah.
Like, you know how there's like animals and stuff, maybe like different forms of like life.
That is an alien, yeah. Though, yeah.
It is, yeah, an alien, yeah, yeah, true. It could be like little creatures, like small creatures on other planets, yeah, that are living. If anything living on, yeah, then yeah.
They're aliens. Yeah.
Then yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, even if they find like microscopic life where it's like bacteria, they would still say they found life, wouldn't they?
Yeah, 100%.
If it came out in the news, yeah.
True. Then yeah. Then in that case, then yeah.
Shit, man.
But not like super smart thinking aliens that can take over the world and stuff.
But why not?
With spaceships and
that. If we exist, why can't they exist?
Dude, would you not say it's quite arrogant to think that we are the smartest?
Damn.
Yeah, that's true. That's
knowledge
true.
Bomb dropped on you right there.
No, that is true. But like, it's a big world. It's
it a big is,
universe.
It's a big universe.
But at the same time, we could just be us.
We could just be a floating rock.
Because right now,
we
ain't found anything else.
Yeah, man.
But we ain't searched very far.
No, we haven't. Not yet. Yeah. Not in the grand scheme of things.
We're just at the beginning of humanity, really, aren't we? This is the beginning. This is, like thousands of years from now, they might be looking back on us thinking like, damn, man. Look at the phones he's like, well, I'm sat here with the new team like, yeah, I'm actually a bus.
All right, yeah, so you know what's interesting is I would say in early 2000s, when someone would say to me, or like when someone would talk about the future, mm-hmm. they would be like, yo, in 2020, there's gonna be like flying cars.
Oh, yeah.
God, yeah.
It's like Back to the Future too.
Oh my God.
I know,
when they had like flying cars, hoverboards, all
that
shit.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone were like, 2020 was like, whoa.
So yeah. Far away.
This is crazy.
Like, yeah.
What is it now, do you think, in 2050, that we will have that we can look back on and go, nah, we didn't get
what
that.
Do we have now that would blow minds of people like in the year 2000?
Okay, so this is one that I think. Okay, here's one. I got two things actually. One, nobody drives a car. Okay, so it's all just, everyone just gets taken to their destination.
Yeah.
Everything's like an Uber. You jump in it, and you just get taken to your destination. No driving.
It's the car driving itself.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's fully, like, there's no driver.
The, Amazon drone package thing, if that gets fully going, that.
So you think drones are delivering, not postmen?
Also the little.
That's just putting people out of jobs, man.
It's true, but like these companies want to make the money, so why? They're not going to stop doing that just to keep people in jobs, are they?
Yeah.
Just how it works.
The other thing I think, right, is we will have. What's the word? Kind of like a butler, like an assistant, that is just AI. We've already spoken about it with Tesla
what?
Bot.
Yeah, shit, Tesla
with Tesla Bot. Yeah, Tesla Bot. There's gonna be a Donnie that just is cutting around. And you say, yeah, go get me a water.
That's scary. I wouldn't want that in my house. That's scary.
We've spoken about this because I said
tries to kill me in my sleep or something.
Right?
Because AI. It's got a life manner of its own.
Yeah. But that's the whole point that we're making.
It's like iRobot.
What's crazy is that, okay, so we're calling them TeslaBot, right?
Okay, TeslaBot.
Yeah. You say that because I've said, what if TeslaBot just looks at me funny one day and it's a wrap, okay? But then I thought, but why am I so calm with AI driving me to my destination? Just because it looks like a human, right? But a car...
Well, you're not yet.
And what if the car? What if the car's in a fucking pissed off mood and the car just drives me off the bridge?
It's true. It malfunctions.
No, but to be fair though, we have not gone in a self-driving car yet properly. Do you reckon you could go and get in a car right now and let it self-drive you to Manchester? Probably wouldn't let it happen, would you?
Not yet, but that's what I'm saying. In 10 years' time, that will be the norm.
Yeah.
Or that will be a thing.
I guess it's because you don't look at a car and think, that's a human person.
Yeah.
Whereas a Tesla bot actually is meant to represent a technological human, whatever.
Yeah.
Computer version
but
of
that's
us.
That's what I'm saying. So, why am I cool with it driving me to where I want to go, but it not to go get me a water or cook me dinner?
It makes sense.
I'm not cool with either right now. But like you said, if it starts becoming normal, then
it's in the small things. It's going to slowly get fed to us until as a humanity where they're like, actually, this is fine.
Yeah, I might have that Tesla bot in my house.
You're gonna get V1 though. You know how like when the first PlayStations come out and they're like blue,
they red ring.
They red ring, that was it. The Xbox red ring.
But it will be a test. If it tries to kill me and I can't defend myself, then that is natural selection.
I mean, do you think people will start getting in like relationships with these Tesla
bots? Course, bro, of course.
Why
there's weirdos in this world.
No, but the thing is you're gonna get like you get the normal one and then you get the DLC where you can fuck it.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's the question.
So you're gonna
get
and then you'll be able to have settings like ones with like a mad tight
But then,
and then
you
must, like,
whoa,
with like the ribs, oh, you'll be getting
like you control it with a slider on the iPad. You put the
like, imagine just picking like the loosest asshole, and you're there like, we're chucking a fucking sausage down a hallway tonight, boys.
Tesla,
the performance.
Oh my god, the premium,
the premium.
So then, but then people won't start. People stop dating. People stop.
Yeah, it's probably you're talking about like a humanitarian crisis.
But you're
here,
not gonna like. If you can adjust the settings to however you want this robot to be, no real female will ever be able to be as good.
Exactly. Yeah. No ever. Red flags if it's a robot.
Imagine.
No red flags on a robot.
That as well.
Also, right, you're thinking from a male perspective, right? Now, now there is a girl has ordered her Donny 10 inches of just pure forearm.
And it vibrates at the same time.
And it vibrates and it does a dance when it's in there.
Oh my
bro,
God.
It can do whatever it wants. And as men, we can enough. Never compete.
We're not good enough anymore.
So at this point, we're just robot shaggers.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. In 2050, there we go. There's your answer. In 2050,
we're robot shaggers.
We're all robot shaggers. That's the answer to what's going to happen.
We got
to
work on our humor so the ladies don't leave us the robots.
Yeah,
that's
so
the only thing.
That's
the only thing that we have. Yeah, the robot won't make you laugh, right?
Yeah, no, but guess what? She's downloading the Dave Chappelle DLC.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle
got instant access. Yeah. Oh no!
And now he's telling her jokes while giving her the 9-inch super schlong, bro. You're finished.
You can't compete with that.
Oh.
How am I supposed to compete?
Damn.
He's funnier than me. He's got a big dick.
He's better
than
looking
me.
Than you.
Oh my god!
And guess what? Guess what? He can go longer than 30 seconds.
Oh yeah,
now
it's
we're
a
finished.
Wrap.
It's
now
a
wrap.
Finished,
it's a wrap,
oh, man.
2050, guys. Fuck. That's what to expect.
Yeah,
2050.
Yeah.
From that flying cars in 2000.
Ruined my holiday.
2022. Yeah, robot shaggers.
Robot shaggers. It's crazy, bro. I'm excited for the future.
I'm not, because now there's a robot shagging going on.
Man, fuck it. You lot are pessimistic. If anything, nothing but like a bit of healthy competition.
That's true. I mean.
Yeah,
fuck
we're fine.
It, man.
We're finished.
Children's generation as well.
Yeah,
that's
man.
True. I do like 1 minute, 2 minute max these days anyway. I'm just...
Why are you, we're talking about children right now, bro? What are you talking about?
What's going
on? I was talking about, don't fuck knows. Who was, the weather in the UK right now is very crazy.
It's cold.
It's very cold.
It's cold. Winter is here. It felt like it happened over the space of about a week.
Yeah.
It just got cold.
Yeah, officially done.
Fuck the fucking federals.
It's cold, it's dark. What do you think they had something to do with it?
No, have you seen the guy on TikTok, Jack Joseph?
Yes.
Pretends to be undercover.
Wahali.
He's so good.
he's good. Oh, okay, here's another conspiracy for you guys, just so we can make sure we're demonetized. who controls the weather?
Damn.
Does anybody control that? Is it Mother Nature?
You know there's such thing as like
weather machine?
Making it
the
rain.
The NASA one.
Making it rain.
Yeah.
The cloud thing.
It happens in Atlanta strip clubs.
Yeah, I've seen that. That one. But the other one, it can actually like-
I've seen that,
yeah. the weather machines.
Isn't it in like,
cloud.
In like Middle Eastern countries,
yes,
it's like kind of normal to like literally make
it rain.
It's
so dry and hot out there,
right? That's what I'm saying. I don't know how they do it.
Shit.
So you can control the weather to make it rain.
Where does the weather come? Well, the weather's just the weather, isn't it, man? Ain't no point wondering about
thanks
weather.
Thanks for that insight.
There ain't no point wondering where the weather came
yeah,
from.
Yeah, I love
we
that
got
tune
bigger,
in to hear us talk
we got
about
bigger,
the weather.
We got bigger issues than the weather right now.
Yeah, like fucking robots just shagging your missus.
Robots
right?
And aliens, right? If you want to know where the weather came from or if there was aliens, you'd choose the aliens, right?
Yeah, okay. If you can find out who controlled the weather or if there's aliens out there for a fact and you get pictures of both, what are you taking?
It depends, because if I knew who controlled the weather, I could strike a deal.
You could? Oh my God, you could.
Yep.
You'd be like, make sure it doesn't rain.
I have got 12 1-month Xbox Game Passes codes at home.
Yes.
I'll offer him.
No, you've got four tokens
you
that you didn't use from JMX.
Yeah.
You'd be willing to trade.
Listen,
well.
I've got a lot on offer here.
You've got a lot to put on the
transfer
table.
Me your power.
There you go. I'll go for aliens though.
Yeah.
You go for the aliens?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I think I'm going for aliens. Sorry, Jeff.
Yeah, you lot don't have tokens to offer out though.
Yeah, that's true. No, you're right. Our bargaining power is far less than yours.
I'm making deals left and right.
I'm going to go home now and start offering deals for tokens.
Yeah. Offer to swap for their rooms.
Of
be like, course. Yo, I got four tokens.
It works, man. I'm telling you, it works.
What if he uses it for like a favor you don't want to do?
Well, then that's the sacrifice that you have to make.
Was there a limit on your favors? Like, could you say no to the favor?
No, I would have sucked the dick.
Yeah, well, he could ask you that.
But he didn't ask me.
But he didn't ask you.
Yep.
And these, like, look at these lips. Four more.
They'd have done a job.
They would have done a number. That's all I'll say.
Okay,
anyway. We'll leave it at that.
Let's completely change the topic.
Yes, because yes.
Chip likes to go on mad tangents sometimes.
It wasn't even me.
Chip really wants to talk about your experience on Locked In.
Ooh.
Right. So those of you guys that might be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Asylum. Would you be able just to explain what Locked In was?
Yeah. Locked In was like a reality show on YouTube, Foot Asylum channel.
Yeah.
They put 10 creators into a house for 2 weeks. And they take their phones away. You haven't got access to the outside world. You stay in the house, do challenges. You fend for yourself, you cook for yourself. And you win points. Yeah.
What kind of stuff was he cooking?
Have to cook for yourself. Because even in like Love Island, they bring in the dinner for them.
It was hard. Because I came in late. But I make mean eggs, scrambled eggs.
Oh, you're a good cook?
No, just scrambled eggs, man.
Okay.
Just scrambled eggs, that's me. So when I came in, I was the breakfast guy. So for the boys, I was making the eggs and like.
Just for the boys.
The girls can do what they want to do.
Yeah.
I'd make scrambled eggs, like turkey bacon and like beans and stuff. And then that's me done. And then like in the afternoon, evening, Bash would have to make like salmon or like chicken or whatever.
Oh, would he make, was he, is he a
yeah,
good
yeah,
cook?
He was the only one out. Yeah. He's good enough to foster survive.
Yeah, so that's actually crazy that they make you cook your own food there. I didn't think that because most of these shows.
That's what I'm saying. But I think there's a season 2 coming.
Yeah.
So I think they might change it.
No.
I think once you're in it, they want different people every year.
Oh, a new set of people. So
you can't have someone come back into Love Island.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
It's different
actually.
Cast, yeah. But I know some people are going on it. It's going to be a good show.
Oh, you
show. Yeah, but I can't say
okay,
it.
You
it's
can't
going to be a good show, though.
But the fact that you know people, that could be interesting. Mm-hmm. Wow, fuck.
It's going to be a good show.
There's going to be drama in this one.
I hope so.
Oh.
There was drama in the last one.
Was there?
I think so.
Yeah, there was a little bit.
Yeah.
We had, was it Jackmate?
Jackmate came in and went out. Very quickly.
Quite literally, like really quickly.
Quickly.
What happened with that?
Very quickly.
Because we heard about it.
Yeah.
But I actually don't know the story to it.
Well, there is a story. I don't know if he's told the story, so I don't want to take away the story from him. I feel like he should tell the story, but
surely if he was going to tell the story, he would have done by
something's
now, right?
Something happened. Yeah. I mean, he came in, he was meant to be a housemate, and so he came in meant to be a housemate. Something happened with someone else in the house where
there was just friction between two people.
Something happened really quickly into him being in the house. And he got removed from the house.
Really?
Removed?
He got removed from the house. I could talk about it now. In the edit, they just made it look like he was only meant to be there for a short time. But something happened, yeah.
But he was actually supposed to be there for
he was meant to be for the rest of the experience, for the rest of the thing, yeah. Because he came in a day out, I think.
Well, it must have been, one, a surprise to Jack, because otherwise he wouldn't have gone in there knowing.
Yeah, I was going for him. I was actually excited to see him.
I like him.
I like Jack. So.
And then second of all, I guess Foot Asylum also were completely unaware that there was any friction or anything like that between Jack and whoever.
Yeah, the thing is, the friction wasn't from before. I mean, I could just talk about it, but the friction wasn't from before. Like, he came in, we're just getting to know each other. Everyone's getting to know each other.
Yeah.
And obviously, some people in the house didn't know who Jack was. So it was all like, yeah, what do you do? Introduce yourself. Yeah. And we're just talking, and then I don't know, something about like his old controversial past came up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then about like how he made like a racist tweet back in the day. That came up in conversation. But he spoke about that as in like how that's been sort of like basically dealt
he's
with.
He's addressed that situation.
He's addressed it.
Yeah.
Everyone,
he moved on.
Moved on. Everyone knows about that. But then a couple people in the house didn't like the fact that he's had a racist tweet in general from back in the day.
Okay, yeah.
So,
yeah.
They
had a problem
with
that.
They had a big problem with that, complained, and then Foot Asylum just
fair enough.
Was like...
I mean, I guess it is sort of Foot Asylum are put in that position where they don't really have a choice. He's got to go, you know?
Yeah, it's a tricky one.
So it's like, it was I mean, I didn't think it was fair on Jack personally, but...
just the way it is,
it's
right?
Just the way it is. And then even after he came out of the house, the person who had the problem with Jack ended up having their tweets
dig through it's one of those things we've spoken about it a couple times. It's like, you know, you can look if it's recent, then there's not much to say, but times change so quickly.
It's true,
and
man.
Things become
people
not
change.
Acceptable or like, you know, a lot less acceptable, and things change, like the goalposts change, right? And so naturally, like, maybe something I'm tweeting now in 15 years time, they'll look back and go, that's bang of order. And at the time, you mean nothing by it, or you think you mean nothing by it, but in 15 years time, you get told, no, that's not
cool
anymore.
Have you seen calling girls birds is misogynist now?
That's a big problem for this, fellas.
Yeah,
for
we need to, we've done saying, that, but yeah. Like, yeah, so we need to cut down on that now.
Things change nonstop, like it changes. But one thing, I can never tell someone how to react to a racist incident.
Right.
Like even if it was like, because for them, it might be a lot more serious than it is for me. Because like, no two people are the same.
Oh, perspective, innit?
Yeah, so for me, I saw it as, it was a long time ago, times are different. It's come out. Yeah. He's cancelled for it. Yeah. He's apologized for it. He's been forgiven for it. It's moved on. So for me, it's not end of the world, whatever, I don't care. Like, I don't really care. It's not nothing personally to me. But then for person B, it might be, they might have gone through trauma with racism growing up. And they might have been bullied for their color growing up. So anything to do with racism just triggers them.
Right.
So I can't tell them how to react anything. Yeah. So I get it for the point of, it's times have changed, but also I get it from their point of, listen, I don't want anything to do with someone who's capable of tweeting something racist in the first place.
Got you.
So
got
I'm
you.
Like, yeah, I just don't.
Well, that's the thing, you can only tell how you feel about it, and that's that. And everyone, if everyone just does that, then it's fine.
Yeah, it's like, it's whatever, isn't it? Everyone lives in their own world, their own reality. So,
and how did you get on with the people in locked in general? Like, was there someone that you, and did you like make friends in there? Like, do you still speak to any of the people in there? Like,
yeah, I loved it because obviously Iman was in there.
Of course, my guy. Iman
was in there, so I was gassed. Yeah. Joel was in there.
Yeah,
but like I went in and Joel went home the next day.
Right.
So I only spent like one.
Did he
day
get? Did he get like voted out? Or
he got. He got evicted.
You get evicted. So well, what do you get evicted as so you go?
The way it happened was the Jack came in, and then his first task was he had to evict someone.
Ooh.
So already stir drama. His first was to get rid of someone.
Damn, that
and,
is brutal.
Yeah, and the bottom two were Joel and another guy called Jordan.
Okay.
So Jack had to pick one of them to go home, and he picked Joel to go home.
Okay, fair
and
enough.
And all the girls were crying, and it was sad.
Wait, girls were crying?
Yeah, because like Joel grew on everyone, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he grew on everyone.
Wait,
yeah,
so there were tears in here.
When you meet Joel, you learn to love him. A lot of people get that idea about him. Then you meet him in person, you're like, shit, I really like this guy.
Yeah, he's very deep. He's
a smart guy.
He's introspective. He's very philosophical.
He wasn't smart when I gave him tokens, but...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But my first night there, like my bed was next to his. And he was like, something like, Sharky. I'm like, yo, he goes, what's the meaning of life to you? I'm like, oh.
Bro, wait, what?
Yeah. Like, something like that. I'm like, Joel, like, what the hell? Like, I knew years ago, like, what are you just like, immature.
Opening FIFA packs with like half naked women standing next to you. Yeah.
I'm like, wow, this is growth, man. I like it. But yeah, so he grew.
So he was a bit of like a team favorite, I guess.
Yeah, even like the audience, he grew on the audience massively.
Yeah.
Because like at the start, they just saw him as someone who was like ostracizing himself, just reading books and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But then like throughout the show, I think the audience started to like him and stuff. So when he went home, all the comments about him, like just-
Oh, RNA
shit, man.
Yeah, basically, so.
Rest in peace, brother.
Yeah, but no, I mean, he's still alive, Chip, but you know, he did have to leave the house at the time.
Exactly. True. It was a good experience though, genuinely, I love it.
Was there anyone, so you say you grew close to Joel, was there a particular guy that you went
Joel
in there
was
and
one
you-
day, but so yeah, there was a kid called Nadim, who was like my little brother in there. But yeah, Iman, Nadim, Bash, Mike's, just
good friends with
all of them. Yeah, they're all cool. Even the girls like Becky, like
Who were the girls? We had Bambino, Becky.
Yeah, she was in there. I remember
Eloise Mitchell, Ellen and Neil.
Ellen and Neil stuff.
And Very V Brown.
Very V Brown. Yeah.
I think I've seen her in some of their cooking videos with Big Zoo. Is that
maybe? But yeah, I had seen some of her stuff. And what's it like? Because this sounds a bit weird, but like living and sleeping with people that you are not comfortable with, that would be for me. You're sleeping, bro. I talk in my sleep.
I'll get in your bed,
I'm
bro.
I'm finished. Those cameras would have had me wrapped up. Like
that would have been good content.
Yeah, but yeah. So what was the sleeping arrangement like? Girls sleep in one room, guys sleep in the other. What was
No, but all in one room.
Oh, that's a bit.
Boys,
did anyone have sex in there?
That is a good question, bro, actually.
For real.
How have we not asked this question?
Bro, did anyone fuck in Locked In?
No, but I know. I mean, I came in late, so I don't know. You came in late.
I see what you did there, bro. That's interesting that you changed that choice of words.
Okay,
He knows something, man.
Someone got digged out in the toilet.
Oh my God.
It was you. Sorry, bro. It was fucking you.
I joined the show halfway through.
Oh, there we go. Okay,
I joined the show halfway through. But I know there was like, when they entered, there was like condoms and stuff there waiting for the, just in case. So I don't know. That is actually really interesting.
So I thought Asylum were prepping the team.
I reckon they put them there to be like, because it's great content for them, right?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Bunch of young influencers banging on.
Well, it's a bunch of young guys, crazy. Young girls that are looking to, well, potentially get busy with it, and that would have been amazing content for them. I wonder if in this new season we will see the first pork in Unlocked In.
Oh, that would be interesting.
That would be amazing. Yeah, that would be amazing. To watch content.
So you'll be tuning into the new season.
Oh, in his cinema room.
Yeah. I wonder if
so you'll see the pork in on the big screen.
The boys.
Do you know if they're doing it in the same place?
I think they're leveling it up.
Oh, so, course, yeah. Bigger budget and all
of
that.
Course, second season.
The first one did do well, didn't it? It did pretty well.
Yeah,
it was a YouTube
series. Well, if they're doing a second, they must have been relatively impressive.
Yeah.
And even to now, some people come up to me and the first thing they talk about is Locked In.
I feel like Locked In actually, once TikTok started banging, like people were taking the clips from Locked In and posting them and it started banging.
You know what? But this is weird. I've been saying since like 5 years, there needs to be a Big Brother equivalent of, I'm going to call them influencers, but YouTubers, Instagrammers, stuff like that. And someone's finally done it, which is JD. I'm not going to lie.
Did Keemstar try and do one as well? Do you not remember? I think he actually did do one, but it just, I could be wrong here.
No. There was a something house in the US. They did try it.
A YouTube series.
Though. It was a YouTube series.
It wasn't like a living reality show. I think it was. Yeah, I'm not sure what it was. I guess this
is the closest thing for now.
Yeah, like a YouTube.
I'm sure you both got offered to go into Locked In. I think they offered everyone, right?
They did.
But you know, maybe season four,
the price
wasn't
right.
But yeah, you know what?
The price is right.
I turned it down originally as well. But that's why I went in late.
Because all of a sudden
they were like, we need fucking Sharky. No, it wasn't even that.
Like the way I went in wasn't even that. It was like, I saw a few episodes and then me and the boys were just watching it and then all like, one of us needs to just go in there. And I was like, I'll do it.
Also, in the middle of the fucking series, you were already like, get me in there.
Two episodes were already out. I think two or three episodes already out. And we were watching it and laughing and then it was like, I'll go in there. And then Chunks voice noted
Stuart.
A guy, Simon from Foot Asylum.
Oh, right, okay.
And said, get Sharky in now. Like, as a joke.
Next thing you know, he's getting helicoptered.
I wake up the next morning. Simon going, by 1 p.m., you got a cab coming. You got to go to this hotel. COVID test, obviously that's prime lockdown. Yes. COVID test, and then you have to quarantine for 2 days and you're in the house.
Jeez.
Wow, we negotiated the price then and there, and I was
a little wire transfer straight into the bank.
Mad though, it was so random.
Sick.
I love that.
And are you glad you did it, or do you wish you didn't do it?
No, I'm glad I did it. 100%.
That's all spontaneous as well.
Was there anyone in there that was like fucking got on your nerves, or not even got on your nerves, but like when you go to sleep, there's a guy snoring. Like it's not their fault, but they're snoring their head off. I snore when I sleep, bro. I don't want to be a pest to everyone.
I was that guy. I snore.
You were that guy.
I was that guy. But there was a few snorers in there. There was a few of us that snored. Really? Yeah. I think Eleanor snored.
Eleanor snored.
I think she did. And Bash, yeah. So there's a few of us that was snoring.
Damn, you're exposing the snorers today.
I mean, listen, man. I'm part of the snoring club
anyways. It's all part of the sleeping. Sleeping experience.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, man. No, that's cool. No, because I love the concept. I think the concept it has so much room to do. As long as they keep relevant people in there that people want to watch.
Yeah.
And then a few people that maybe people haven't heard of as much. That, like you said, the fans can grow to. And I think it can be such a great series. I really hope they do it well. And let's hope for season two we see our first ever Locked In Porkin.
Oh, I guess they're keeping it on YouTube as well.
So.
This has just been one massive promo. I wish we were
soon.
Sponsored.
It's coming soon.
Bro, they owe us some fucking money right now. We have just promoted the shit out of this for 20 minutes.
Wait, do you know what? Wait, should we? Wait, JD, you know how Ian does jokes? Ian Sterling commentates it.
We'll be the first. We will present it.
You said JD. It's Foot Asylum.
Oh, shit. Foot Asylum.
Well, you know what? Listen, it's
all. I fumbled the bag.
It's all free anyway. Foot Asylum. If you need two presenters. Who better than Cal Freezy?
Oh, that would be cool. You guys should commentate it.
Chippo Crimes.
Yeah, bro, get us on the commentary.
You guys should.
Obviously, the bag has to be right, but yeah, we will actually do it. I would love to do something.
I would love to do something like that.
Oh, and Joel's Porkin is
and he's phoned it in. He's phoned it in.
Oh god, yeah, that'd be cool.
That's funny, man. Yeah, so yeah, that locked in experience was really good. What have you got? Any other cool things you got planned at the moment? I know you do. I mentioned. Well, actually, it was before. I think it was before we started this podcast. You do your own podcast.
Sports show. Sharky does sports.
Sharky does sports.
Just hit 100K.
Yeah, congratulations. Well done. Congratulations.
Well done. Get yourself a little silver plaque.
Thank you.
Look, nothing. The audience clap.
Thank you. Yeah.
And that is a sports related thing?
Yeah,
like,
What
is that?
It's a sports channel. Obviously, it's like 90% football, but I call it sports because obviously, like,
just in case,
leave it open for other stuff because I do sometimes touch on MMA. I love MMA.
Okay. Yeah.
And
not cricket.
Basketball.
No,
I mean, listen.
Come on, bro.
If the bag is right, there's a channel for it.
Yeah.
I can post it on that channel. I'm not going to post it on my main, but I've got a sports channel. But yeah, so Sharkada Sports is the channel. I do obviously. Like regular podcasts, like Roundtable with my friends, and just like
sick. I love that. Do you film that at home?
Or you got a studio?
I film my bedroom.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Listen, I just got a foldable table. Uh-huh. Put like a black bed sheet over it. I got.
Cool. What, and you get all the boys around?
Yeah,
like
and then just film it, and then just That's film sick. It, and then like, and in between that, sometimes I like to get like I want like one to one podcast like this.
Yeah.
But it's someone like in the sports field, so I had Spencer Owen in there.
Yeah,
of course.
Like I had like
gotta get Mark Goldbridge on, man.
That would be sick.
Yeah.
So like those ones as well. So it's like it's mad fun. I love it. I love that channel so much.
Yeah. I feel like you're suited to this type of content.
Thank you.
You're really good on the mic.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hello.
Yeah. You've rocked up with the Inter Milan hat, though.
When I saw the hat, I said this guy.
Are you serious? He ain't playing around.
Yeah.
Iconic.
But yeah. So that's what you've been doing. Is there anything else on the horizon that, of course, you're allowed to talk about that you've got, or are you just sort of just sticking at it?
Yeah, I don't even know.
Can we expect a beta squad return?
Oh, ooh. Yeah, that's a big question.
Because you guys, so
when was the last video?
Last year, Christmas. So
you know what annoys me is before you guys stopped uploading, you guys were doing so well.
So yeah,
and I was rooting. I was there like these guys are making sick videos.
Oh, thank you, man.
It's nice to see consistency from them.
Yep.
And just as I finished my sentence.
It's gone.
Why do you guys stop? Just taking up too much time? Like, what happened? Why?
We wanted to give our competition some space. I'm joking.
They took all that space and they're called the Sidemen.
Yeah, they're the best. So, I mean, what can we do? But literally, we love doing it. Like, mm-hmm. like I'm a fan of the beta squad. Like, when the videos come out, like, I love watching it.
Yeah.
Like, when we do, like, the... I don't know how much of you've seen, but like the guest, the black person and stuff like
bro,
that.
Bro, that's one of my favorite videos
I'm a fan. Crying. I'm like laughing at it. I've rewatched it a few times as well. Those kind of videos I love. Like anything we do, the mafias, everything. I can't say too much about why we stopped because it's like, it's ongoing.
Contractual stuff.
Yes, basically.
Okay.
So that's ongoing, but the book is definitely not closed.
Okay, that's good stuff. So keep your noties on, guys.
Keep the noties on.
You might get a notie next year. Yeah.
Keep it on. I would love
to see that because I think like just as a group, I sort of one of my favorite YouTubers over the last maybe like 6 months is actually AJ.
He's just gone.
Yes,
bro.
Yes.
So
the guy has been making such good videos, and you know what annoys me is that. It's stuff like that been going under the radar. To be fair, things have picked up. I noticed on his channel, things have picked up, but he deserves it so much. I watch his videos and I go, this is so fun. But at the same time, I'm thinking, this is kind of what the beta squad should have been.
Yeah, just all of us.
All of us, you guys are so well suited for each other. And I love watching the videos. Everyone's got good chemistry. So the base, what I'm trying to say, needs to fucking come back.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
take that, bring that back to the boys. The house. Yeah, and let them know it needs to come back.
No, I agree with you. Yeah. We all agree with you. So like I said, just keep notifications on. Don't be surprised if you see something.
That would be nice. Because I think there's such a good opportunity there just to do bits. And I know that, like you said, that's a problem. Like all this contract stuff, it does get in the way. And without going into like details and stuff, but when you're younger, right? Before, if someone sent me through a contract, I would just fucking, I would sign it. I'd say, oh, I get this, cool, same I'll sign shit, man. It, right? Yeah. Now, there's nothing I don't sign that doesn't get sent to three people before I sign it. Mm. And I feel like that's what happens when like a scene grows, is people understand more and more. And it's almost like with you guys going through maybe the bullshit that you guys have been through, then it opens everyone else's eyes up and they're like, actually, shit, we need to know what you're signing and stuff like that.
Always, I'd recommend that for everyone. Just
so anything. You're looking through contracts these days.
Chip, I look through your contracts for you, all right? Chip, literally, before the section,
you know what,
before
I call
he goes
that?
To me, he goes to me, I need a lawyer, Cal. I said, yeah, mate, I sent all my stuff to my lawyer. And I was literally like, come on, Chip, like, give me this contract. I'll send it to lawyer. Every time is just me doing Chip.
You know what I call that, Sharky? Micromanagement. Smart. I don't do it myself.
Smart.
I got Cal.
Smart.
Bastard.
So I got Bastard. Myself these shows, and you are doing the best job I could have ever asked for.
Thanks, mate. It's a shame I'm not getting any of the money. Although maybe I should start charging a fee.
I haven't been paying myself yet. What you do get is eternal friendship from someone who loves you from the bottom of their
heart. Can I get a token?
Listen. Tokens, you need to start putting someone on a plate. Okay, what you got for
me? Bro, I put you on a plate. My ability to help you not make the wrong fucking commercial decisions.
I do that. God helps me.
God helps you. All right, well, look. You do that and then come shout me when you're begging, yo, Cal, I fucked it. This contract stinks.
Maybe I've got half a token line. Okay, I might have a token line about fucking hell. Jesus Christ. I got half a token at home.
Half a token.
Yeah.
Something interesting that actually happened at the Fellas, if you have made it all the way through to this podcast, actually, is I can't tell whether Sharky will be in as crisp high definition as me and Chip are.
Oh, this is crazy.
Because as you might notice, Sharky, you'll be able to see this. On the right, we have a very nice camera.
We do.
Right? We've got a Sony. And then on the left, we have one of those porn POV cameras.
What's going on?
And you're probably thinking, what have you done to deserve less pixels?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, that's a good question.
We got robbed. I'm not even joking.
What do you mean you
the Fellas studio was robbed.
Yep.
This studio was robbed. Now.
Stolen from.
We have to explain what happened here because it's fucking crazy. And you're thinking, all right, well, if you got robbed, why is there still a very expensive camera in front of us and another expensive camera that me and Chip are on right now?
It's all about makes sense when he actually explains it.
When I explain this, okay? So the one on the left, as you'll see, is quite... behind those curtains are windows.
Yes.
Right? And we came in one day and just that camera was gone, but none of the other cameras gone. Why the hell has that happened?
Yep.
When I asked in the group chat, has anyone borrowed the camera? No. So I said, that's really fucking weird. I look at the window and we often leave the windows because it gets hot in here with all these lights and things, left it open. But on the other side is just a rooftop. You can't access the other side of the window.
Okay.
So I go downstairs and we go to the receptionist. We think we've been robbed, but we're not sure. There's no forced entry. Our window's open, but it's just the roof over there. Like, we don't get it. So they said, right, okay, well, I'll have a look through the CCTV for you guys. And lo and behold, an hour later, we get a little message. And we get a message, and she goes, I found the guy. Yeah. I found the guy that stole your camera. So I come down, and I can see a ginger, a white, very pale, A4 sheet-looking ass, ginger guy dressed like a hipster. He's got, you know how like they turn it up like this was how the guy was dressed, like this.
Nice.
Right, then the guy walking out with our fucking camera in his hand.
It sounded a lot like you.
The ginger beard, but not the ginger trim.
No, of
right?
course. Dirty blonde.
And the way this guy did it, and we realized it, was he's managed to get onto the roof out there. So the CCTV captures him going out of a window onto a rooftop. He runs across the rooftop and he reaches his arm through the open window. And because this is the only camera close enough to the window, he snatches it off.
Mad.
Right? And he goes back And he leaves with it. But what's so unfortunate is this place has security, okay? And the security guard, as the security guard comes out of the lift to speak to this guy, about 10 seconds earlier, the guy had just gone down the stairs with the camera. Our security guard missed him by 10 seconds.
Fumbled the bag.
Fumbled it. But, mate, can you believe that we got robbed for one camera?
Yeah. That was it.
And all of them were up.
And the most amazing news is... on the CCTV, his face is in HD crystal 4K.
It's like he's not like clocked that the camera's there. He's just so...
He's so nervous.
Not, the camera's there. I'm here opening the door and the Donnie's just there. He doesn't see it. It's really bad.
Wow.
It looked so weird.
No mask,
nothing. And not only that, but today, this morning, we had the police round with forensic kit taking fingerprints off of the window. The Donnie is finished.
However, if you come and just leave the camera back in the place that you took it from at the reception, maybe.
Yeah.
Then we will just let this thing slide. We'll call it off. It's 2HD, fella.
It's 2HD and it's peak because maybe even by the time this comes out, we're going to get a little text in. We got him.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I actually want to hear the ending of the story. So if you do get him, please let me know.
We'll keep you posted.
Please keep me updated. I actually want to know how the story ends.
Yeah, they come around dusting Dustin Prince and all sorts.
Yeah, they came around Dustin Prince. Bro, it was like, I was in a crime scene.
Wow.
It was kind of exciting. I got a little thrill.
I would as well.
And nothing built me up, like got me so excited when I could see the fucking face on the CCTV.
Oh, that, yeah.
And I looked into his eyes. I was like, you're finished.
Yeah.
I can see.
He had a red puffer jacket.
Enjoy that camera.
Yeah,
bro.
Man. He had a little cigarette in his hand and he was nervous. He was pacing in the lobby while he was trying to open doors. He couldn't get anything. And then he made it out onto the roof and we were very unfortunate. And, you know, the window was open. We hold hands up. But realistically, it's a fucking roof over there. How the hell is someone supposed to get on the roof?
Yeah.
But he managed it.
Game's a game. He hustled us.
Yeah, he did hustle us. But
life's a game. We got played.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah, deep.
You mentioned that you were into your sports. You got that sports channel.
Yeah.
Which is great. And now we have a sports related question for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I don't know what this question is myself, so I'm quite excited.
Okay. Would you rather win the World Cup without playing for the team?
Okay.
Mm. Okay. Or win the golden boot, but lose in the final.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. That's a good question.
You like that? Shit, man. Like, I feel like every footballer wants to play. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's what I'm
saying. Don't know.
Because
but, like, you're winning
the World Cup. You have your medal, your winner's medal.
Yeah.
But, like...
But you know you didn't play a minute of it. You might have contributed because they always say it is a squad effort and training and everything like that makes a difference.
Comes into it.
But ultimately, in terms of the matches where it counts, you didn't affect things.
Sheesh.
Or
that's a tough
your
one.
Country,
that's,
your country doesn't win, but you scored a fuckload of goals and you have a World Cup golden boot.
Yeah. I think I'll take the golden boot.
You got to be selfish at that
really?
Point.
I think I'll take the golden boot. Because if what country if I'm playing for, okay if I'm hmm.
who would you be playing
okay,
for?
If Wait, I, okay, if that's what I'm saying. I got three countries I can
oh,
play
three.
For.
Oh, okay, cool.
I can play for England, Somalia, or Holland.
I forgot you are actually Dutch. I got Dutch passport.
I was born in the Netherlands, so I can play for three countries. So I'm thinking here now. If I was playing for Somalia, I'll take the World Cup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's etched in history. Somalia's won the World Cup.
Yeah, that would be
bro,
nuts.
That's
unselfish.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, I could be unselfish.
First World Cup
like,
ever for the country.
Like
you know?
Somalia's won the World Cup. I could tell that story how I was involved in the squad. Doesn't matter if I didn't play.
Yeah.
Netherlands have never won a World Cup either. And England haven't won it in ages. If I was Netherlands or England, I think I'd take the golden boot.
Really?
Because
but
like,
you know, but bro, you know how England would turn upside down. Inside
if we
out.
Won, yeah.
I think you would get maybe a month of national holiday if we
but,
won it.
But that's what I'm saying. But then regardless, I'll be remembered as well. Like, to be fair, I'll be remembered forever from England fans. I tore up that World Cup. We didn't win, but...
Would you though? Because Harry Kane won
Harry
the golden
was
boot.
Golden boots. Was no, 18,
and, and nobody really
and
gives
now
a shit.
And now everyone's there like, bro, you're having a sinker this season.
Yeah. But then if England... you're right. No, you're right. Because if we do win the World Cup, even if I don't play...
You're immortalized.
The parade will be nuts.
Like, I'm bringing the World Cup back. But you're also in the squad. You are immortalized in history. Yeah. Regardless of whether you played a minute or not.
No, you're right.
Your medal.
Was it a third choice keeper, for example? doesn't play, and then they win the medal, and then they're part of that squad forever.
And guess what? When he comes in and eventually becomes a pundit, they say World Cup winner.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. Who was a Liverpool player that rocked up with the Champions League medal to his barbers?
Rian Brewster.
Rian Brewster.
He didn't even play.
Oh, you gotta love that, man. Hustler. I love it.
Why would you not?
That's tough, man. That is a tough question.
So what are you going for? Okay.
I think Somalia,
we've already said. Definitely the World Cup.
I'll take the World Cup of Somalia.
Netherlands?
I'll take the World Cup as well. They never won it.
The World Cup, you'd be the first in the Netherlands?
They've never won the World Cup.
And England?
Johan Cruyff couldn't do it, and I could.
is the biggest flag ever. That is the biggest
flag. Yeah,
England?
Yeah, just get the World Cup, man.
Yeah,
you changed my mind. You changed my mind.
I think it would be the World Cup.
Yeah.
You saw how crazy it was when we got to the final of the Euros. Like, the country was nuts. Imagine winning the World Cup.
Which is bigger than the Euros.
That is mad. Like I said, immortalized. Imagine scoring a winning goal in the World Cup final. Imagine being like Mario Götze or an Iniesta.
Bro.
They're remembered forever.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Forever. He scored a winning goal in the World Cup final.
What happened to Götze? Like, he... just kind of
he had a medical condition.
Issue that like a wake.
He'll always be a legend in Germany. He'll always be a legend.
Of course.
Well, he won the winner. But that's how I now remember him, though.
I remember
he was a good.
And I remember
player
him on
that.
FIFA. Mm. He had potential on career mode, high potential.
High potential on career mode.
Yeah, Dortmund.
But so did Muriel, and Muriel is.
Yeah, he was. Dortmund was in.
Imagine it was like the Euros was here at Wembley. Imagine that Wembley.
Oh my God.
Because we played at Wembley recently, so imagine that.
Oh my!
What if the World Cup final?
Imagine our squad at Wembley was at the World Cup.
Yeah, what Chuck is referring to is there was a Nike event and we played at Wembley.
Yeah, we played at Wembley recently.
And bro, I gave away a penalty.
It was bullshit.
It was bullshit. Actually, can we talk?
That was a great tackle. That was a great challenge. Perfect challenge.
I played as a
needed
defender.
A bit of fucking VAR on that, fellas.
Well, no. So what they told us beforehand, right, was they said, okay, no slide tackling all over the place. Like, unnecessary slide tackles. Yep. Don't do them. Okay, this guy was through on goal. He was taking a shot, and as he goes to take a shot, I lunge out, and it's not like one of them sliding tackles where I've slid 10 meters. I stuck a leg out, got the block in, and I've sort of, my left knee has crumbled, so you could call it a side tackle. And I stand up thinking, I give the keeper a high five. I'm gassed.
That was amazing.
I was gassed. I was like, I made a good tackle here. Next thing you know, I can't whistle. Anyway, my man pulls out the whistle.
Pussy whistle.
All right, whistle.
I can't do it.
No, you spoke it up.
I can't do it.
I don't want to hear
red cards for all of
them. Absolutely. So anyway, I almost got a red card and they gave away a penalty. And obviously the geezer goes and bags it. But anyways.
Who took the pen?
I can't remember who took the pen. But then there was another one. I had a good opportunity. I missed a header. I've also given away a penalty at Anfield. Look,
when I
play football, it's sad, right? But
you've scored a pen. No.
Did you take a pen?
I don't think, bro. I've missed a penalty at Anfield. I finished.
You are one of my favorite people, though. If that makes you feel any better.
You, on the other hand, Sharky, you've been playing. Why is it that you chunked all the boys? Have recently you any charity game? I reckon someone could invite you down to play at a lunchtime game at a school, and you'll probably turn up.
Yeah.
Why is it that you guys are all of a sudden, like, obviously you doing your charitable work, but what, like, what's happened?
We just love football. We just love playing. Yeah. It's fun. It's sick. So it's like, I think I want to slow down a bit now, but then for chunks, it was more like...
Fair weather, like, you only want to play when it's sunny, but as soon as we get into winter, you're I'm not really...
Slow down a bit, I'm not feeling it anymore. But with chunks, it was like, he had soccer aids, so he just wanted to, like, prep for soccer aid, basically. Like, get in his minutes for soccer aid.
I thought that was the case. But then he still played a couple
after.
He
still played a couple after, And then for me, it was like, I just love football, so...
You surprised me. I didn't think you would be good at football. And then I've watched you for a few times, and you just seem to score from midfield. You're like a Yaya Torre style player.
I'm eight goals in my last eight games.
You're dropping stats on us. But you're stat padding against these
stats. I'll be honest. My last game, I scored two. One was a penny, one was deflection.
No, but we take those, man.
I swear you scored a little long shot, though. I swear.
Oh, clash.
Yeah.
Scored a free kick.
Amazing.
You love it, though, don't you? You've got good technique, to be fair.
Well, he's like a Yaya Touré. You look at him and you think, okay, he's got a bit of ball.
Yeah, the way you play on the ball.
From 40 yards.
The way he plays, the way you take the ball and move it.
Thank
it's like,
you. I appreciate it.
It's good tech.
It's not
quite Extra Tino, but.
It's not. No, it's not.
He's a baller.
He's a player.
It's important to have people to look up to.
Yeah.
And ex Coutinho is that for you?
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
I guided these boys back in the day.
He did.
Yeah.
You were coaching him.
I was coaching him.
Technical
like,
ability.
I was coach. I was on the sidelines. Like, he wouldn't have scored that free kick without me. I'll say that, boys. I taught him that.
Yeah, those training sessions at Draper's Field. I remember.
Draper's Field, man. I remember. I taught him everything I know.
I remember.
The penalties. Yeah. But yeah, you've been enjoying that. And like you said, what? So that's going to slow down, get back into it when the sun comes back
100%,
out.
100%.
That would be sick, man. No, it's been, it's cool to watch those, like those charity matches. I wish there were of more of those like YouTuber ones. Because yeah. I like doing it when it's, like, yeah. And I guess probably that's why you've been doing lots, is because you've been doing it with your friends.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like way more fun when you're playing football with your friends, right?
It's amazing. I love it. It's so sick. That's why, but yeah, I wish there was like more of like the YouTuber charity ones. Cause yeah. But before Clash, I've never been invited to any. I never played at any.
So and how did you enjoy that event?
Clash was good. It was actually really good. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It looked great.
My team won. So
oh I'll man, take it. Yeah. How can you not?
But I did enjoy it. I did. I definitely enjoyed it. But
you were controlling the tempo as well.
Huh?
You controlling the tempo?
I used to play a bit. So
you mentioned you played at college.
Yeah,
I played. Did you take a time off, or have you always been playing football? Like what?
No, I played. I mean, growing up, I played, and then I went to college specifically for football. It was like a football program.
Right. That's why you're fucking good, bro.
Oh yeah.
You've actually been on it from early.
Yeah. So I played at a football program, and then after that, I came out of that and I didn't make it anywhere.
Yeah.
That's when I started YouTube. And then I just didn't play football much again after that. So.
And now you're back.
And now I'm back. Playing here and there.
It's gonna hit pause and then come next summer.
I'm ready.
Another 8 for 8, please.
I tell you what I'd love to see. I tell you what I'd love to see again. Couple of original Draper's Field videos back. Oh. You know, like all the boys go there one day. Yeah, we just link up for a little penalty shootout challenge.
Imagine.
Like,
I'm down.
Like four.
Like on my sports channel.
You know
I'm
what?
Down.
That's not a bad video idea. Like I'm doing down. A original penalty shootout like back in the day, but 5 years on. How's everybody's going to have changed like massively. I'm not as skinny as I once was.
I wonder if we'd be better or worse.
A lot of you guys would probably end up being better. I'm sure I'll just be as bad. You know?
No, I mean, I don't know.
I'll put like a comparison shot of you to you running
around. Bro, I swear nothing changed.
You put on weight though.
Just got a bigger belly. You could tell it's just been drinking. Yeah.
All right, well, we're coming up to the end here, but before we end, we always do something called relationship advice at the end of every podcast.
A knowledgeable man like yourself.
A wise man like me.
Yeah. So would you say you're any good at, do you give any of your friends relationship advice? Are you the go-to guy or?
I'm the best at advice.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
But I'm not great.
Bro, you just
myself.
Hyped it up, bro. You just hyped yourself up.
Let's go for it. I know. I
these two listeners to the podcast have obviously been graced by someone with good advice. Because me and Chip, we consider ourselves the kings of advice.
Okay, there you go then.
Nice to be joined by another king.
I've ruined every relationship I've spoke about.
Yeah.
So these guys.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, I've ruined a lot of them.
All right, here we go. Guys. Let's start. Everyone's anonymous. So if you could give, this is Felita. So this is one of our female viewers. Could you give her a name that we can refer to her? It's all anonymous, so.
I think Felita's a good name.
Just call her Felita.
Yeah, she is.
Just call her Felita. All right, okay, cool. I've got a situation. I think you fellas might be my only hope. Well, guess what? We're here and we're ready to help.
That's when you know you're in a shitter. We're the only hope.
You've got no one else. Okay.
Yeah, this is rough.
Okay, pressure.
Me and my boyfriend have been together nearly 2 years. Lately, it's becoming more toxic and he's more controlling.
Oh.
Saying I can't do certain things like go out with friends because he doesn't like them.
No,
I've just passed my driving test and he likes to know where I'm going, even though it will just be to work and back. The best part is that I've not even met his parents yet, and we never sleep at each other's houses. Sticky situation, I have no idea what to do. My mum and friends have told me to break up with him, but my head and heart are saying two different things. Hope you have a lovely day.
Bye,
love
Felita.
The fellas. What are we
she
saying
passed
here,
a driving
Charles?
Test. Is it manual or auto? That's a good question.
That's a fucking
oh my
first,
God.
Yeah, that's
a great question.
Because I feel like manual license holders are like vegans.
What?
Like they're just like they have to stick it in your face that they're manual license.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, every car's gonna be auto.
Wait, are you telling me you ain't?
I'm auto, baby.
Oh,
I'm auto, baby.
Auto drivers are slackers. They ain't working hard for nothing in life.
Why do I have to work hard? I'm getting from A to B. Every
so
car,
you can
are you
drive,
driving trucks?
Yeah.
Manuals for trucks and vans
true,
and stuff.
It's true.
It's 2021.
Bro, don't let this man belittle our...
But at the same time, what if you wanted to get like a classic car, like an old BM or something? You won't like, be able to...
That's a I good could point. Imagine you drop top,
that's a,
old...
No, that's a good point. Like, my favourite cars to look at are the classic
older
ones.
Classic cars. And guess American what? You could just sit in there and look at it.
You're not allowed to drive that. But if you want to, shout me a chip. We have the manual.
Are they all manual, those cars?
Well, there was no automatic back in the
day. Could not make that new version.
I would drive you around for a price.
Okay,
I'll drive you around for a party.
I mean, okay, so anyway, that's damn. Got absolutely nothing to do with this person.
How the fuck did that just happen? I swear to God, his first question was right.
Congratulations. He just started calling her a vegan for no reason.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Felita, on passing your driving. Okay.
Okay. Let's assume okay. that she has some form of intelligence and she's got a manual.
Okay.
Cool.
Great. Let's assume that a manual. Okay.
All right. A manual driving license. She just picked it up. She's got it.
Yes. Okay. So. 2 years, it's getting toxic now, she said. So it's not always been toxic.
No.
So there's something going on in his life then, if it's changed.
You reckon he's interested in other women? What do you think it could be? He's getting toxic now.
That's what I'm saying. Why is he getting toxic now? Something's happened.
I think he's getting tired of her. Like, you know, when you spend so much time with someone.
Yeah, he could be starting to lose interest. He could, because he's not going to like start gaining in like, even more in love. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously it'll be great for years, but 2 years in, like, you should be at like the peak of
you should be well into the person you're into.
So
right?
For him to start getting toxic now, there's something going on in his life, or he's done something. He might have done something
Ooh.
Bad, and he feels guilty. So then now he's suddenly
getting toxic. Yes. So that he's hoping she breaks up with him, and then it's not his fault. Shot.
Yes. People what? Do that. No, people
yeah,
do
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah. No, absolutely.
What if it's also her fault?
Wait, why are we just sticking it on her for
no
reason?
No, we're not. But
how could it be her fault?
But we have to, you know, it's a relationship. Okay. A relationship.
Why
goes
do you think it might be her
it
fault?
It goes two ways. It might not be her fault because she's DM'd in. So you got to assume that she is on the receiving end of a lot of bullshit.
Well, but
the same time, it might just be as simple as that. She could be also contributing to the toxic things that are happening.
Right, yeah. We never get the other side of the story.
Two sides to a coin. Maybe, you know, he... is having some problems, whatever, but is she, you know, comforting him some way? Is she speaking, communicating, whatever?
All right, well, but the thing is, we can only work with what we've got here.
That's
right?
True. And right now, so, it looks like he is being a toxic.
But my red flag in this one is they haven't met each other's parents yet.
Both of them haven't. Like, they've
been
2
years in.
Do you feel that's a red flag?
I think
that
so.
That is a red flag.
I think so. Unless it's a depends lot of time, on the ages as well. It could be religious reasons, which is fine.
Course. Yeah, true.
Which is totally fine.
True.
But, you know, from what I can see, I don't think that is the case.
Maybe if they're young. So I can see if they're young that they might not have met their parents because they're just young.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I feel like it's like an older thing.
So,
yeah.
Let me meet your parents. We can assume that she's 17.
This is a tough one, you know.
She's passed her driving, so she's at least 17.
At 17, yeah. I was definitely, if I had a girlfriend, my parents would know of her. Or have met her. They would have met her.
Yeah, within 2 years, yeah.
But then,
yeah.
I don't know because I've had one relationship in my life.
Yeah.
And it was around that, like 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And
we never met.
Really, you never met?
So was there any reason for that though?
No.
It just didn't happen.
I guess it depends on the families, you know, how...
No, I mean, I don't know.
You know, the
I
approach
guess I was
from
just
your parents.
Too scared to just tell my mom. I didn't even tell my mom I had a girlfriend.
Bro, what? That's
I don't think she knows now.
Now she does.
It was the fella. Yeah, she's a big fan of the fella, no, so she'll definitely see
yeah,
this.
So yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
All right, cool. So long story short is, what would you say, what is her, how does she fix this? Does she just need to straight up tell him, yo?
Yeah, she does. She does. Like, you're being different now, bro.
And if he says, no, I haven't, I ain't being different.
Well, clearly, if she's saying he's being toxic, well, he's being controlling. That's the bad one.
That's the controlling.
The bad one. He's asking her where she needs a license to go. Where is she going?
Yeah, that's poor.
That
you might need to
can't
like,
be doing that.
Yeah, she might need to leave him.
It might be time to go.
And she said her family and friends are saying to go. Yeah. They know
your mum. Her mum, right? And her best friend, I think. Yeah, her mum and her best friend.
Yeah. Look at that. Come on. There are two people that I know the most.
Listen to the people. 100%.
100%.
Yeah. I'd say maybe communicate at first if you see no change.
Of course,
because
he might
bounce.
Be going through something.
Yeah.
So definitely communicate with him first. See what, like, okay, try and delve deep because you've been with this guy for 2 years. So obviously, you can chat about this stuff. You should be able to talk about stuff like that. Communicate. See if there's anything going on in his life or if there's a reason why he's been like that.
Yeah.
If he's just a dickhead, then bounce. Get out there, man. He's not the only one out there.
Absolutely. All right, well, there you go. Felita, that is... That's all we've got. All right, we've got another girl that's messaging. Her name is?
Rachel.
Rachel. Rachel said, I feel like I like my boyfriend a lot more than he likes me. Like, ooh. I make all the effort, I go up to him, I plan dates. It's me who has to ask to see him. Mm-hmm. But when I bring it all up, when I bring it up, all I get is, you go on like I hate you. I have football, work, and I'm tired.
Damn.
I love him, so it's hard to just be like, can you fuck off? But it actually drains me. Her grammar is so bad. Sorry, guys. Don't remember the last time I went a week without crying over something. Damn. But I still want to end it. Help. Please knock some sense into me. Wait, don't want to end it. Okay, my bad. I read that wrong. That was my bad. Sense. Yeah, so she doesn't want to end it.
Yeah.
And she said, before I was with him, I wouldn't take shit off anyone. This relationship has turned me so soft. I hate it. Hmm. By the way, I've been with him for 2 years.
2 years.
So what do you think? Like, this guy, he's...
He doesn't love her.
I bet that.
He doesn't love her at all.
Yeah.
And he might
put in no effort.
He might overknow it. Like, yeah. He might not know it, but he's putting in no effort at all.
Yeah.
Because he's got football, work, and
he's tired.
And he's tired.
You can still make time.
Like, there's time. If you genuinely like love the person, you can make time. Like, you don't play football 7 days a week.
Yeah, of course not. You play like once a week. You got training.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you got work.
He doesn't love you. That's the truth.
Yeah.
And whether he might not know it at all.
Yeah. He's just feeling comfortable.
They've been together for 2 years, so he's probably just comfortable.
Well, I mean, bro, by the sound of it, she does all the work for him, and then he just sat there like, yeah, sweet.
He's just living, thinking it's great, but he's not putting anything back in. She ain't feeling the love. He might be feeling it, thinking everything is okay. She's like,
because she's giving it to him.
Yeah. Where's my love?
So he's content. He's comfortable.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. So what would you say to her? Go to him and say, look, if this... I would say go to him and say, look, I'm putting in all the effort. 100%. If this doesn't change, I don't want to be part of it. This is me telling you things need to change. That's it.
That's it. That's the conversation you need to have.
100%.
That's the mature way.
She's throwing all the pennies in the fountain and he's throwing no pennies.
Yeah, sure. All right, thank you, Chip. Okay, this
sure
is the last one.
Means something
one.
Good.
Yeah, it's a deep meaning.
That was a deep meaning, sorry.
You got deep on us for no reason. You popped out of left field.
That's it.
Last one we've got here. It is from another girl. Her name is?
Louise.
All right, yeah. Louise. Hello. I have recently started a long distance relationship. We've been dating for just under a year, but have been doing long distance for nearly a month. Okay, so they got together when they were close, and now they're having to do long distance. Okay. I guess someone moved away, whatever.
Okay.
I wanted to ask about your thoughts on phone / FaceTime sex, as my boyfriend and I have been talking about doing it for a while. Any advice on how to get over the initial weirdness / awkwardness of it, and just general thoughts on what to do when actually on the call? Will appreciate any thoughts. Love the podcast. Been listening since day one.
Bro, I feel like Chip might be an expert.
Chip,
what, on phone
Chip,
call
you,
sex?
You're unique like that. Like, you are into this stuff.
What, texting or like on the phone?
No, on the phone.
Nah,
on the blower.
Can't do that. Can't do that.
I've never had phone sex in my life.
I get too jokey with it and start going, chupapi manio. I can't do it.
I'm being serious. I could never hold a straight face.
Bro, it gets too funny for me.
While doing phone sex. Like, how does it go? You're like, oh yeah, you like that? You looking like that?
That's how I go.
That's what I'm saying.
Like that.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
I don't know, Louise.
You've asked the worst three people.
Yeah,
I've never done it.
Neither have I. I don't know.
The thing is, I've spoken to a few of the boys that have done it, but it's not something that they, like, it's shit.
Yeah.
Like, it just is shit.
Yeah, but
it?
If you want me to start going into how all he needs to change is double pivot, then I'm there. Have you seen the video of the guy in the nightclubs?
He goes in the nightclubs.
He starts talking about Chelsea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so he's so
the DJ,
good.
The way you spin the disc is like how Mason Mount spins in the attacking midfield. I'm like, oh my
His
God.
His TikToks are so
He is
good.
So good. Yeah, I love that guy.
He is.
Starts talking to girls about, mate, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, the Mazzala roll and all that stuff.
Oh my God. Anyways, Louise, look, I'll be perfectly honest with you. We're rarely stumped, but this is something we genuinely have no experience in. Look, I can only imagine if it's a FaceTime thing, you gotta get the whoppers out. You gotta get the full works out, and it's something you're gonna
you
have
work
to find
with
out.
FaceTime a bit more than phone. You can work with it. Phone is all imagination, you know.
Yeah,
yeah.
FaceTime.
FaceTime, maybe you could work with something. Yeah,
something. And it's it's bizarre. But look, I'm sure if you guys love each other, you'll make it work. And you know what? Maybe it just has to be fun and lighthearted to begin with. I wouldn't take it too serious. Maybe you just, maybe you go to him, you go, get your knob out right now. Yeah, let me see that chopper.
That's scary. It's scaring me, man.
Imagine your girl said that to you, get your chopper out right now.
Just got to do it at that point.
Got to do it. Like, what can you do, man? What can you do? Anyways, guys, look, shit, man. An interesting one to leave it on. We'd love to hear your thoughts on long distance phone sex in the comments. Let us know maybe you know what, the comments, you guys are gonna have to help us out on this one. Help Louise out. How the hell does this phone woman. Sex work? Help us out, because Sharky, myself, and Chip from today's podcast, we're stumped.
We don't know, man.
Sharky, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for traveling.
Thank you for joining us
halfway across the country
here.
To come here.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, honestly. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem, amazing. Mate. And tell them what do they need to do, Chip?
You need to go, I don't know what, Spotify, yes, and Apple Podcasts. Yeah, go and listen to the audio versions. Listen, yeah. I just turn up. It's an appearance, you know.
I get he my takes his money. And
I,
goes
get,
home.
I get my that's appearance what I'm saying. And I'm out. Yes, you can listen to the Fellas Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all other audio platforms. Drop us a follow on there. Get us to number one in the charts, which is where we should
that's
be.
Normal,
really,
bro.
Damn,
that's
you see how I went deserved, through that? Yeah. That's 50 times on the trot. I've done that shit.
Amazing.
I'm out of experience. Phase
wait,
up.
What's that? You just phase up in a way. We can't be giving away free shit like that. Anyways, guys,
I'm hoping to take me away from you. That's all.
Thank you very much for watching. We'll see you guys on the next episode. Laters.
Peace.